It's episode 61 of Please Advise. I'm Mal. Thanks so much for listening, you guys. I'm ignorant with a hard R right now. I woke up this morning very hungover and just not feeling it, which is not great. This is how most of our podcasts have started very recently, with me confessing to a night of deviances. But I will tell you this, ready? So I was out till 5 in the morning, not proud of it, but I made an amazing snack plate for everyone. I went and got Chips Ahoy, those little white donuts, and I got 2 new types of Cheez-Its and some other type of Cheez-Its. And then I put them all on a plate, and everyone at the party loved my snack plate.
So you had 3 types of Cheez-Its?
Yeah, because they make a new one that's like a Cheeto. And apparently they are also making, like, one's called Extra Toasty, which sounds like they've been, like, toasted longer, because everyone knows, you know, like, the brown, like, the kind of brown Cheez-It is the best one in the whole box.
I've had, like, Cheez-Its, like, twice in my entire life. I've had probably, like, 5 Cheez-Its.
Here's what a lot of people don't know. A lot of people say, like, oh, like, reduced fat, like, you're not getting the full experience. If you're not eating a reduced fat Cheez-It, you're, like, literally, you don't know how to eat Cheez-Its. Because this is why. With a reduced fat, they're so much less greasy, so you can eat so many more of them. And the most delicious thing in the world is to shove your whole mouth so full of reduced fat Cheez-Its and then take a tiny sip of Diet Coke and then just shut your mouth.
I can't do that.
And, like, wait for all of it to be, like soft and cheesy, but then also Diet Coke carbonation.
I can't
everyone
mix the liquid.
Everyone at this table is disgusted by me, but I will tell you something. It's amazing. It's amazing. You guys, we have a guest today. His name's Brandon Wardell. Brandon, hi. How are you, honey?
Hi.
Brandon, you're 23, right?
Yeah, I just turned 23 on September 5th.
So Chrissy, the friend turn. Congratulations, by the way. We were going to spend your birthday together.
Oh.
Originally. You were originally booked for the pod.
Oh, right.
We were going to.
Yeah, with Rob, I didn't get my roommate.
It's so crazy that you live with him, because he's someone that I just know from the internet. And
yeah.
So,
shouts out Rob Fee.
Shouts out Rob Fee. How do you know him?
Chrissy linked us up, because, like, right, I was, like, about to not have a place.
So Chrissy, the friend turn, has been in New York working all summer. And
who knew she was such a connector?
Literally, Chrissy doesn't know where she is right now. So I'm, like, shocked that she is. I said to Brandon, I said, this is the only time, literally the only time I've ever taken Chrissy's advice, inviting him on.
Yeah, I'm here because of Chrissy. I know Rob because of Chrissy. Like, I didn't know him until we, like, met to be like, oh, let's live together.
So something pretty shocking's happened to me in the last, like, 4 years of my life, which in that, like, I definitely was working a full-time job, like, 14 hours a day, every day, like, being in a room, that I stopped understanding what's going on in the world. But, like, I'm real when I'm now I'm sitting with, like, a 23-year-old. When I sit with a 23-year-old now at the age of 31, I have no fucking idea what, like, you think about. And that's just hit me. Yeah. Like, what's going, like, what, why did that happen to me?
I don't know. I don't know your life.
I know. That's the thing. I don't know my life either.
I don't know what, yeah. I don't know when it, I don't know when it hits.
Like, do you know what, like, 16-year-old boys are like?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I think he knows exactly what 16-year-old boys are thinking. I think that's what your gift might be.
Yeah.
That's probably.
I think so. I think I have a lot of 16-year-old boy fans.
You've come to some sort of fame.
I don't hang out with any 16-year-old boys, though.
No,
I want to go on record. I don't hang out with 16-year-old boys.
Thanks for clearing that. Is that an exclusive?
Now it sounds like I hang out with 16-year-old boys.
No, well, first of all, like, I definitely am convinced you hang out with 16-year-old boys all the time.
But,
like,
just know that this isn't a guarantee that it's admissible in court. So.
Oh, right. Yeah. Guys, I said it on the pod.
16-year-old boys. So, Brennan, you've kind of come to fame, I guess. That's what Chrissy knows about you. I mean, I guess you have to tell me who you are. This is terrible. You wrote something very funny for the internet I read the other day.
Oh, thank you.
Fucking girls.
Brandon Wardell's Guide to Sex with Millennials.
Yeah.
It's like a Vice article. I guess Chrissy knows about me because of the Bob Odenkirk stuff. Like, I was like...
What happened?
we did like an album together and then like went on tour. And then I guess that's when she followed me. And then that's what, like, while I was on the tour, I like, that's when I like hit her up, like, oh, let's like go on a date.
Cause you're on tour with Bob Odenkirk and you're like, oh, I can probably slay some millennial puss right now.
I was, oh, well, there's not a lot of, not on that tour. Not like, that was
I think all, probably being on tour gave you the self-esteem to slide right into Chrissy's DMs.
Yes. This is okay, I recorded that album before I fucked.
Wait, what?
Like, I had,
before you fucked anyone?
I recorded an album with Bob Odenkirk before I had sex with a woman.
Wait, but before you had sex with a man too?
I had sex with Bob. That's how I did the album. I lost my virginity at 21. I recorded that album at 21.
Brandon, what happened? Now you're writing guides to sex with millennials? What's going on? Is that the big JK?
What have you been doing in between that write enough of a guide?
I mean, yeah, I've been making up for it. I've had to make up for lost time.
Have you gotten an STD?
No, not yet.
Wait, so that's you purposely
by 2016? What's up?
Did you wait, or was it just because you were awkward?
No, I don't know. It didn't. Well, I was just like, yeah, maybe it was awkwardness. There were like opportunities.
Sure.
Where like a girl, like one time, like I, like this girl at George Mason University back in Fairfax, Virginia. Yeah. She like brought me up to her dorm. Like we like went on like what was basically a date. She like brought me up to her dorm. Like everybody that we were like passing by was like, hey, like this girl's clearly about to have sex. Like her, all of her friends were like, very cool.
She's got some, very cool.
Yeah. And then I like got there. I don't know. I just didn't know what I was doing yet. I got in and like essentially was just like, well, this is a cool dorm. All right. Like I sort of like left like before like making,
I know,
you know.
Exactly. I know, because yeah. Yes. Whenever there's anticipation around a situation, yeah. automatically makes it like unsexy and uncool,
right?
Like
right,
because
right.
It's like, oh, we're just talking about. Okay, so I very similarly,
yeah.
This Pilates place offered to give me free Pilates classes in exchange for social media shit. Okay. But I just keep going in and paying for classes because I'm too nervous to say, hey, I'm the girl that you said I could have free classes.
Yeah.
And I mean, feel like that's kind of similar in the sense that it's like I'm there knowing that I'm probably going to get a free class. But if I just pay for the class, then we don't have to talk about it.
How much do you have to tweet about them if you get the free classes?
No one owns my nuts, but like probably just like once, like, right. You know, like I'm just, if you know, like, yeah, natural. That's it's, I mean, that'd be very natural for me. Christina's right somewhere down the hall.
I'm trying to cop that. If anybody wants to like give me free yoga or like Pilates or
yo, you know what you do? Like, you just call up places and say, what's up? Say, I'm famous.
I only
on the
get
internet,
like free clothes.
You get free clothes.
Yeah. But like bad, like streetwear.
Okay, I understand exactly what you mean, because yeah. I think I have the same hookup. but what I and bad free clothes is that's good. That's means you've made it. That's more than most people get in the mail for free.
Yeah.
But I will say it's like you really, when it comes to getting the extra free stuff, this is where you have to work it. Like right. I've even spoken to playmates, friends of mine that are playmates, have large social media followings, who just kind of basically say like, hey, I want to go to this resort in Athens, Greece, and I can't pay to stay there, and I can buy my plane ticket, oh my but God. I don't have the money for it. So they yeah. just tweet at them and say, or like they call them and say, hey, I have X amount of Twitter followers. I will tweet about your, I've done that too. I stayed at the Regent Beverly Wilshire for free for two nights because I said I'd tweet about them.
I'm trying to cop a, thank you. We got pizza.
Oh yeah, we got pizza.
I'm trying to cop like an Uber sponsorship.
Oh yeah. Well, no, honey, good luck with that. That's like literally delusional. You should start with Lyft.
And Lyft is like,
it's homeless.
Some
but by the
shit.
Way, no. Like literally one time I had to get in a Lyft and I felt raped. But like, I will tell you this, that like you cannot penetrate Uber. You can't. And I'm sorry.
I know.
Love you to death.
Milanakis has a has an Uber sponsorship. I'm trying to get to that Milanakis level.
I know. I love Andy. He doesn't drive though, too. That's
I know.
That's a big. I think probably a big reason.
Yeah. That, I don't.
In addition, he's super culty famous. I guess. You know, it's kind of amazing what he's done. When you think about the fact hasn't had a big hit, like hasn't had like a hit in a while, but like completely lives on being him.
Like he's
it's amazing.
He's like developed like this I really admire his path because it's such a weird like specific path where it's just like, oh, he has like a cooking show on Vice. Oh, he's like making songs with Chief Keef for some reason. Like. And that's just like his, like he just does him.
Does him for sure. No, someone said to me the other day, like, do you, girl? And for some reason, I got so insulted.
Yeah.
Because I was like, do you think I have ever done anything but me?
Right. You were like, Ben.
Fuck off. Like, literally, you're giving me permission to do me?
Right.
Eat shit, loser. Like, I've been doing me since the day I was goddamn born, probably even before that. So. Whatever. I was doing me in space when I was just a bunch of fucking free molecules. Like, all my molecules were doing them, like, all the time. And then I came together and just, like, continued to just do me. Because that is cellularly who I am. Do you agree, Brandon?
Ben.
Okay, so here's my question.
Absolutely.
You lost your V at 21. I had my college boyfriend lost his virginity at 21 to me. And I didn't know he was a virgin, but I did. I mean, like, here's the thing. Yeah. It's like when he told me, I was like 6 months later, we were in ecstasy one night and he was like, I have to tell you something. And I was like, what? He's like, when we had sex, that was the first time I've ever.
Oh, he didn't tell you that time?
No. And I was like, honey, I know. It's okay.
I mean, yeah, like but, I try to, I mean, I feel like when you, when you gave me like the homework assignment of like, mm-hmm. three reasons you should be able to give advice. Yeah. One of them was that I didn't fuck in high school.
Yeah.
Because I think like I trust people that didn't fuck until after high school.
Yeah. Why is that?
My like most recent girlfriend, like she didn't until like 19. And like there's something very there's something very trustworthy about people that didn't fucking that I don't know. I get it. Like it's like
I didn't drink in high school, and so I appreciate people that, like, didn't drink or, like, do drugs in high school. I was very, like...
I mean, everybody... My goal in life was to go to college. Wasn't, like, the most popular person in high
school. No one I know. I mean, yeah, no.
That's none of those people. Right.
It's what's weird, though, that I've found is that, like, in high school, I couldn't score a popular guy to save my life. Not that I was, like, trying, but, like, a lot of the guys I've dated since... were the popular guy at high school, which weirds me out. The way this started was talking about my college boyfriend, who was also a virgin until he was about 21. And I just remember he was so eager to have sex. Like that's, and now it all makes sense to me. It was like the first day we met, like we were like making out and he was like, do you want to have sex? And I was no.
Yeah.
And now it makes sense to me. Were you like that? Like, would you just not discuss? Would you just like hope it would?
I mean,
figure itself out.
Well, it just sort of happened. Is the thing like I
Do
just
you still talk to that girl?
She wrote happy birthday on Facebook.
Oh, okay. So you guys are really close. That's good.
No, I mean, yeah, it was like sort of a cat. I mean, it's like it's. It's weird with like the first time. It's like I'm not really sure which time to count because there was like a time where it was like went in, nothing happened. Like went in and then it just sort of like didn't stay in, you know?
You
went
got
in,
immediately soft.
And then immediately like not immediately, but like I got super nervous. It was like a party. It was like this girl that I like met like that night where it was like she was like super sexually aggressive. It was like a very like pornographic blowjob.
Oh my god, I'm obsessed with her.
And like then she was like, let's fuck. And then I was like, ah, okay, yeah, I'd love to fuck. I fuck all the time, you know.
Oh, fucking who? Me? Love it. Oh, love to fuck.
And then
casual
like,
fuck guy.
I think I was like intimidated. And then like the first like real time was like with a girl that like I had been hanging out with and like hooking up with, and like it got very close to like being a relationship until like I entered like a different thing. But, yeah.
No, it is refreshing, and like it's refreshing because like one thing I hate is when I start dating a guy and he was like, oh yeah, I got head for the first time when I was 12. Like, I'm just like, what the fuck happened to you? Like, that's, you were molested is what you're telling me. Like, you're not bragging to me. Yeah. You're telling me that another 12-year-old molested you.
Yeah, like, have you ever seen, like, the Carter documentary? That like, Lil Wayne documentary?
I seen it, honey? Have I lived it?
There's that part where he's talking to Lil Twist like the first time where he's like, yeah, Birdman like made this woman suck my dick. It's like, Wayne, you got molested. You're talking about getting molested to this
strong
child
and being like, drug addiction.
Like, I got hit. And it's like, no, Wayne, you should be talking to a therapist. That's fucked, man.
I know. Oh, dude, it's sad. It's sad. It really freaks me out. Yeah, that was I remember the most selfish guy I ever dated. I was 23. He was 32. That should really just, this should be the first sentence in that novel. And like I remember he told me he got his first hand job, blow job, and sex in the same night. Grew up in New Jersey, took a girl out for a piece of pizza. She wound up giving him an HJ, a BJ, and the full sex treatment. First time. He was like 15.
He rounded all those bases.
And so I said to him, I said, no wonder you're a fucking asshole. I said, you didn't have to wait for fucking anything.
Right.
Like, most of us were sitting around being like, when am I going to feel those feelings? Like, I remember like daydreaming about getting my period someday, like as if I was writing like the great American novel in my head, like about what that would feel like when someday I get my period. So like, I can't imagine.
Yeah.
Just like having your whole like.
I know. Yeah. It does. It's. But I do think, On the opposite end of the spectrum, though, I think there's guys that like you had sex late and then you find a lot of like success, and then all of a sudden like everybody wants to have sex with you, and then you're just like a monster.
No. I know, like, so many of those.
Oh, that's so much of like LA. It's, yeah, you know, it's a lot. I mean, Donald Glover like lost his virginity at 21. Which is, like, that's, like, a fact that I know because I lost my virginity at 21, and it, like, makes me, like,
right,
I'm like,
feel happy.
Oh, that guy, yeah, he's cool. Successful. He's cool. But, yeah, I mean, like, he has, I think there was, like, a phase where he was just, like, fucking all the time.
Sure.
But, like, in, like, a relationship. So, you know.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah.
Yeah.
It really is most of Hollywood. Like, not only is people tend to think it's like, oh, every good looking person from your high school moved to LA. No, it's every person who's fucking weird as hell and not hideous moved to LA. So that's the truth of who lives here.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of insecure people that are making up for lost time. And like, it's obviously like a cliche, and like, that's not true of everyone, but like, that's definitely a thing. Just like big dick players that like lost their virginity at 23 and like now like cannot not abuse women. Like, that's for some reason their deal. I get it. But whatever, man. Let's like fucking take a pizza break and then start Please Advise. Oh, we got to do 3 reasons why you should be a guest.
Oh, yeah.
Why are 3 reasons you're qualified to be here?
One, we went through it that I fucked after high school.
Okay. Post high school fucking.
Yeah. 2, I would say I'm like a successful college dropout.
Where'd you go to college?
VCU in Richmond.
What grade did you drop out at?
No, college.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I thought you were saying
junior.
That's good. You got 2 years in.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I went to a community college first.
Uh-huh.
And then dropped out at the university.
Good. Proud of you.
Let's see. A third reason I should be giving advice. I don't know, I didn't think of a third.
Okay, I'm going to ask you 3 questions.
Yeah.
What's the most fucked up thing you've ever done to a girl?
Okay. That's like, I mean, like cheating, obviously. Yeah, like that's the worst.
Okay.
It was like once, but it was like, you know, yeah. And I feel, yeah, it's like the worst thing you can.
That's why I have a really hard time with the once a cheater, always a cheater, like thing. Yeah. Because I think that there are people that just fuck up. You're young.
Yeah,
you're
never. Yeah, I would never do it again. It was like, it wasn't like, we like, yeah. I like made it. Yeah, I mean,
it's never, God. By the way, it's so not worth it. Like, you wake up there and you're like, that was like,
it's bad. Yeah. It's bad. Yeah. That's the worst, for okay. sure.
If you could be,
and she's like an, yeah, she's like an amazing person. It's yeah, it's fucked.
Is she, are you guys friendly now?
I want to be, I'm like,
she's healing.
Yeah, I mean, we're like, yeah, I don't know. It's, yeah, it's hard. And I understand if she like never forgives me.
Mom, I think that you'll be surprised what happens in like 3 years, to be honest. Like, she, it's so weird how like something can like fuck you up so hardcore, and then you can like look back on it 3 years later and just yeah. be like, we were young. I get it now. It all makes yeah. sense.
It was our first, it was both of our like first relationships.
Yeah. Yeah. If you could be an animal, what would you be?
What's that?
If you could be an animal, what would you be?
Oh, I'm very, every relationship I've been in, like the girl always like calls me a puppy eventually. Like, I think I like, I'm very, I have like a lot of golden retriever qualities. Like, I feel like I'm very like
loyal.
Yeah, right. I mean, for the I mean, except for that first thing that we
oh
talked.
Hon, you're so hard on yourself.
But
Brendan, I want to hear that.
I'm always very, I am like very like, once we're like in it, like I'm very like eager and like, you know,
I love that. That's, I call my best friend a spiritual puppy because yeah. he's like, to me, like when I meet someone, I can kind of like assess where I think they are in their like lives. Like,
right.
oh, this person has like 20 more lives. Like, Chrissy has a young soul, but she does have a lot of oldness to her too. I think Chrissy's like the,
How old is she?
Chrissy's 24. But I'm okay, saying right. I feel she has a very, like, I feel Chrissy's probably on her, like, 20th life.
Yeah.
I'm on my 100th life. Like, I'm ready to, I feel like yeah. this could be my last one.
Right.
My best friend, Ed, is such a spiritual puppy. Like, yeah. he's so, like, wakes up every day. Like, he wants to love everyone. He believes yeah. the best. Like, it's just great. So, I love puppies. Number three. What's the thing in your life you're most proud of?
I guess just my like lifestyle,
like your retweets I feel like and stuff.
Yeah,
really, really,
definitely the retweets. definitely, I had this Netflix and chill tweet that got like 34,000 retweets. I'm very proud of that. That's definitely I you know, I can die tomorrow.
You can pay your rent with all those RTs.
Yeah, Jesus. It got stolen by like every parody account, but I was just like, who gives a shit? This is a dumb Netflix and shit. It's a dumb, it's Twitter's fucking dumb, whatever. But I invented
Twitter. So you were probably still like in elementary school when I invented Twitter.
I love Twitter. But
the first time I was in the New York Times for Twitter, you were probably still in high school. It's fine.
I would just say like I'm proud of like the ability to like, just comfortably lit, like fucking like pay my rent and like feed myself off like fucking around. Like, I've just like, I do like one or two things that like pay a lot per month, and then I'm able to just sort of like coast.
That's great.
Like, it's like very, it's like a, yeah, I'm like very happy about that. Like,
that's,
it's
awesome.
Very, very fortunate.
Very, very fortunate. That's yeah. so cool, dude. That's like, by the way, I think the new model. Like, it doesn't yeah. work anymore to like
right.
go to college and then get a job that yeah. pays a salary and like yeah. no,
like,
it doesn't
got,
work anymore.
I mean, no flex, but like, this is a flex. I mean, this is a flex. I'm flexing. But like, yeah, like I didn't, yeah, like I didn't finish college, and then like literally like a few days from now, I'm going to a college with Bo and doing like only 15-20 minutes of comedy and getting like $5,000. And
yeah.
it's like, oh, tight. Like, that's,
yeah.
it's like rent for like a few, you know?
Yeah, no, I know. Like, it's, that's really, really great. And it seems like you have a good grip on it, like, I don't think that's gonna go anywhere for you. Sometimes you meet people who have things going on, and you're like, oh man, I hope they're saving their money.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's fairly cool. Well, let's please advise it up.
All right.
Cool.
Hey guys, it's Jordan. First of all, Malls, your Keanu Reeves impression has left me speechless. So amazing. Secondly, because this was such like a Tinder-ific, I'm sorry, I'm about to kill myself. I can't believe I just said that. Episode. My question is, Malls, since you said you were on Tinder, what the fuck is up with guys having pictures with girls on their Tinder profile? I don't get it. I'm just too much of a jealous psycho to think, oh, cool, you hang out with so many girls. It's all your pictures are you with some rando girl, especially if it's the same girl, but that's a whole different issue. But, like, can you offer some insight into that line of thinking? I'm very confused. I don't understand the logic behind that. So if you could shed light onto what the fuck guys are thinking with their Tinder profile pics. Thanks. Love you. Bye.
Dude.
Okay, so that's not just like a girl. That's not just like a guy thing.
Right.
Like girls do that too.
Girls have pictures like, of them with guys.
With like a boyfriend.
I want to clarify.
I like don't fuck with.
I will say that the pictures thing, like, I think that's almost a test to like weed out jealous girls, which I think is so manipulative that I find it very insulting and underhanded. Yeah. And right. I wouldn't be, the levels in which I'm not interested in a guy like that are right. palpable.
Also, yeah, I mean, exactly. Like, that's the thing is, it's like the guys that are like trying to like weed out those girls.
Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, those guys just like want to cheat.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's like, oh, no, oh, listen, man, if you're not cool with me fucking putting my arm around a hot chick and leaning on her and having physical intimacy
like
the first time you see me.
Yeah, it's not unreasonable. And then, like, guys will, like, spin it like, oh, like, you're being crazy.
Yeah,
but it's
you're
like,
being, oh, no. Mm-mm.
Yeah, and which was, you know, like, it that earlier, you know, that, like, first relationship, like, I was like, I would like she'd like see a photo of like me hanging out with like
right.
that girl that like I ended up like hooking up with and uh-huh. we dated after.
Oh, got
We ended up dating. She like listens to the podcast. You might know. I don't know, but
hey.
I like I hope she. I don't know.
It's fine.
I don't know.
You're adorable.
But yeah, like. She was right for being like, oh, who is that? Like, it's like a lot of times those mm-hmm. like girls aren't being crazy. Like,
no, I know because like I've been in every place in that triad of evil where I have been like the girl that's like, his girlfriend's a fucking psycho. I can't wait till he breaks up with her so we can fuck. Like,
right.
And then I've also been like, I've also been like, can you get your fucking hands off my fucking boyfriend? Yeah. And I've also been like, I'm just gonna sit back and watch these two animals murder each other.
Right.
So,
the girl that I like dated and recently broke up with. When I was with my first girlfriend, there was like a night where I was like hanging out with, you know, this girl, and she posted a photo of like us at like the Soho House like photo booth,
yeah,
where like I like had like my shirt off like as like a joke,
JK,
but and like the caption was nothing to wear, and then like one of her friends wrote, "Just date him already." And then, like, my girlfriend was like, what is, like, her friend wrote, just date him already. Like, that's, what the fuck? And then I was just sort of like, I don't know, it's her friend. Her friend.
Right.
I didn't write that.
You
but
know.
But it's like, yeah, that's.
The word crazy gets thrown out a lot.
Yeah.
And it's not fair. Like, someone I dated not too long ago has parents that are like a little bit older.
Yeah.
and they're like in their early, they're almost in their 70s. And his mom is exactly the same as their father. The only difference is that she is biologically a woman. But for some reason, her aging process has turned her crazy. Whereas he's just getting older. And like that actually was a huge like deciding factor in like how am I going to proceed post this relationship. Yeah. And I was just
like guys sort of get like, older dudes just sort of get characterized as like eccentric.
But like she's crazy.
Yeah.
Mom's going crazy. Like, no, she's not going crazy. She's getting fucking old just like dad. People are very, very like chicks have. I have to say the verbiage that gets thrown at us is pretty, pretty not cool. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know, man. Like what's the deal with guys like that? Swipe left is the deal with guys like that. Like,
yeah,
they're mentally just not.
Don't engage. Cause that displays a level of insecurity. Having photos with other girls on Tinder is like you being like, I don't need this.
That's exactly like, what it is.
And it's like, no, you do need this. You're on Tinder. Like, fuck out of here. You're not better than, like, everybody else. Just fucking, like, be on Tinder. Post some photos of, like, you by yourself or, like, with, like, a friend. But, like, don't make that your first photo.
Right.
But, like, yeah, just post photos of, like, you, like, or with, like, your friend. Don't flex, don't be right.
To my detriment, people probably thought I was a big fatty because I had to crop all my pictures because I was like, I am not bringing any of my friends into my fucking pathetic life. Like, I'm not gonna have any of my, like, it's, I love my best friend in the world. Like, Ed, he's amazing, but there are definitely like full facial photos of me on his Tinder and like us at a party, which is fine. But like, I don't want that. And I didn't want to do that to any of my friends.
It is weird. So. Yeah. I mean, I've gotten screenshots of people with my, like people like friends or like whatever that have like pictures like where I'm in them on their Tinder profile. And like people will like send me those screenshots and be like, yeah, this person's trying to use you to get laid. Use your friendship. Or I don't know. It's weird. Yeah,
I don't even feel like used. I just feel like, dude, like, can you just like please like it's, crop it a little
yeah,
bit?
Yeah, feel like I mean, it's like I'm not saying that it's like I'm a not famous person. Like I'm like not famous.
Yeah. But you like, will be soon.
I wasn't saying that it's like a somebody's gonna see this picture and be like,
But
yeah, like
she knows Brandon Wardell. But yeah,
anybody that like is using a photo of their friend for Tinder, like in a way, like they're using you to like get laid.
I wish that I had just made my entire Tinder pictures of me with celebrities.
That would be
hilarious. I have a great picture of me and John Hamm, and I think that would be, that's great. And then you just keep going, bigger and bigger and bigger. Like, I might have a photo with an Oscar winner. I have a picture of me and Joan Rivers. I'm actually going to rejoin Tinder and just be an asshole. I'm going to be an aggressive dick.
That would be such a fucking funny... My bio on Tinder... which I like hate it. I hate Tinder, but
why do you hate it?
Because it's just not how I want to meet
anyone.
Like the way I met my first girlfriend, she lived at the place that I was living at.
Oh, like some virgin conference. You guys all lived in a building for big virgins. Is that where you live?
And then my second girlfriend, I did her podcast.
Oh, look at you. Potting and dating.
Yeah.
Potting and dating with Brandon Wardell.
I met her because I was like a guest on her pod. And it just sort of,
we're all so embarrassing. Everyone's so embarrassing. Yeah. Like no one is, by the way, no one doesn't have a story that's like that weird to say.
Yeah. Yeah,
I met my last girlfriend because I did her podcast. Like, our world is so wild.
Very LA.
We're living in a wild place. All right, keep going.
But yeah, and then like I've hooked up off hooked up with like one girl off Tinder before, and we still like keep in touch. Like, you know,
is she in the rotation? Do you have a rotation?
No, I mean, I'm sort of fresh off. The breakup was like end of July.
Oh, okay.
And so like I waited a while before I. Oh, this is kind of, I don't know. Okay, I can talk about this, I guess. I had like my first like, I wasn't like dating or anything. I wasn't like hooking up with anyone. And I had like a threesome
with another guy.
two girls. I'm not secure enough for like a two dude.
Thank you for pointing out that it's literally an insecurity.
Yeah, it's an insecurity issue. Yeah. I am honestly like, if I was like a secure dude, like I could like fucking like do that. Yeah. But I can't get past like
touching dicks with a guy. Okay. So you had a threesome.
Yeah, that was like sort of just like on accident.
What were the combos? Were the two girls into each other first, or
they
was
were?
It...
We've been friends for like a year.
Christ, that's a just actually that sounds like a goddamn disaster.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's weird. There's like a threesome thread 2K15 group text in my phone right now.
Oh, like is you
call it that? Yeah, I like renamed the the group text. I changed the conversation name to threesome thread 2K15. But it was like, I had never kissed either of them before.
Right.
And then like we were hanging out and, like it was like 3:30 AM. We're like watching like Fresh Prince reruns. She had like a kickback at this place she was house sitting at. And everybody eventually left. It was just like the three of us left. We're watching Fresh Prince reruns, Fresh Prince and Chill. And then like she's like, oh, like let's like go to sleep. Like let's just like share a bed. And so I was in the middle and we cuddled for like 20 minutes. And then I like turned and then like made out with like one of them and then made out with the other. And then like took my dick out like pretty fast. I go full nude first base. It's kind of a full nude first base. Like I've been out here with the full nude first base move from the jump. First time I got my DS. That was a full nude first base situation.
Oh my god. So wait, did you have penetrative sex with both of these women?
Well, with like I guess like yeah, I mean I only came in one, you know, but
oh, you wait. Not was there
no, there was a condom. There was a condom. Oh, okay. There was a condom. There
but
was a condom.
But was there condoms being?
But there was one condom. Yeah, that's the thing. I didn't think about it like logistically. Like it was one condom.
Yeah, you were only being protected.
So it's like I was being protected, but it's like they weren't being protected at all. Yeah,
they basically fucked.
Yeah, they basically fucked each other. Although like
they fluid bonded. That's what they call exactly. In the polyamorous community.
The logistics of it though are like they didn't like. Do anything beyond like they like made out, but
cute.
But like it wasn't like a situation where it was like I was like hitting it from the back and she was like
right,
you know,
like, dude. You have to watch Polyamorous : Married and Dating on Showtime. It's so good. It's like a reality show about couples, but then there's long softcore sex scenes.
Oh yeah,
in the middle of it where you just watching the three of them go at it.
It's so weird. Yeah, and it's like. Yeah, it is like a weird situation when it's like with like two friends. Cause like in the morning, like we didn't like, I didn't like kiss any of them goodbye.
Right.
Like it was just sort of like, all right, I'm gonna take this Uber.
What time did you leave? That's like a 2 p.m.
like 10 a.m.
Wow. So you barely slept cause you were fresh princing.
Oh, yeah. Cause this was, at like, we finished at like 6 a.m. I don't know. I guess I left at like 10 a.m., 11 a.m. But yeah, rotation wise, I wouldn't say I have like a that like girl I met off Tinder that she's like back home. Like I'd probably like hang out with her if I was like back home, like on, right, you know,
that
on tour. Like yeah, but it's not really a yeah. I don't. I'm like I want to be in a relationship. Like,
yeah.
I don't think right now. I think like.
You should have fun right now. You're
yeah,
young.
No.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, like when the threesome happened, I sort of the next day it fucks with your head. Like it's
I can't imagine.
Like I was like on Molly for like 2 days.
Yeah,
like, that's how I felt like internally, because like I was just like, oh, like I should like explore this for a little bit. Not three, but just being a
mentally.
Thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, I love this. Let's take our next call.
Moss, it's your friend Fran. I have a pretty dark question for you. So when you're trying to get over someone, is it better to go fuck dudes you don't care about and then on the way home listen to Taking Back Sunday and cry, or is it better to just stay home and listen to Taking Back Sunday and cry? Please advise.
Go out and flirt, but don't let anyone put it in your hole unless you care about them. Bottom line, I think that's across the board the rule, especially if you're sad. That's the last time you want someone to enter you physically and like
right.
have to deal with the emotional repercussions
like, that's
of it.
Not good. Yeah, that the way she's talking about her heartbreak right now, the last thing you need is a dude fucking you. Like, that's like, do you want to just like multiply the sadness right now? Is that, do you want to just like,
why
what?
Is that
no,
that like
give it
for
some
reason fucking dudes equals being so sad? Why is that? Like, everyone at this table is just, we're all nodding, we're like, oh yeah, no, fucking a guy will make you really sad.
But
no,
she's like
factually.
Preemptively planning to cry. It's not even because the sex is bad or
no,
she's like
in
alone.
A bad friend's
like,
way.
She knows going into the sex that afterwards she's going to cry. And it's just like, how can you have good sex when you know that's going to be the end of result?
I think that I remember in my 20s, like I would try so hard to be like, this time's going to be the time I don't care. And that never happened.
Yeah.
And
I think that's the thing is everybody cares.
I know everyone cares.
Ultimately, everybody cares.
Christina argues with me about this because she's like, no, she's like, you know, she's like, a lot of people just have sex and it doesn't mean anything to them. Yeah. And I'm like, well, I don't believe that. I think that most people who think that they're having sex and it doesn't mean anything to them other than it's a fun time have convinced themselves.
Yeah.
That's the way they need to feel about it.
Yeah.
Now,
I disagree. But
see, that's the thing. You disagree. But I'm telling you, like, this is where it's like,
yeah.
I feel like I'm running into like a wall made of latex when I try to have this like conversation. Like it just won't. I feel like trapped by this conversation because I can only move so far. And I'm like, dude, like I know that apparently like you feel very like that is a very valid thing for you. You feel that it is possible to have sex with someone and not care that someone was just physically inside of your body.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you can care, but it's not like, oh, I miss that person, or like, you cannot give that person a second thought.
I don't think I could ever have like a European lover, like no. a random like, because I'd be like,
I can't be Parisian with this shit.
Yeah, I'd be like, where's Javier? Like, I'd go and be so sad. I'd be so sad. I'd be like, Javier, I miss you. Or you're gonna be in the States, and he'd be like, this was a one time thing. Like, I don't even speak English. I don't know how we're communicating right now. This is a fictional
You've never
communication.
Been like, okay, we're going to have some fun, and then, like, don't talk to me anymore after this.
No.
No.
Do you want to know when I did that? When I cared so fucking much that I had to pretend I was so cool. And, like, and then it hurt way more.
Yeah. It's, I can't do that. I can't not care.
So, no, Fran. Don't let someone stick it in your hole.
Because Fran, I know you care.
Fran cares.
I know you care.
She still listens to Taking Back Sunday in a very real way. It sounds like a very real, active Taking Back Sunday listenership.
Like, you're not you're not built for casual sex.
And that's by the way, not a bad thing.
Not a bad thing.
That's,
I'm
obsessed with this. Like that, like it's not cool. To be like, I want to be in a monogamous relationship and find a soulmate and be with someone. Like, it's not cool anymore to, like, want that. And I feel really uncomfortable with, like, I feel like embarrassed that I like don't seem to get that. I don't have that like flap in my brain that like I can just like, you know, like send that information elsewhere and just like have sex with randoms like that. I can't. I wish I could. Make life a lot easier.
Right. No, absolutely. But I'm not wired like that.
Yeah. Fuck it. Fran, live your life.
And I know you're not wired like that, Fran.
Fran, next call.
Hey, it's Brandon, Wardell. I'm just calling, future me, just, seeing what's up. All right. Bye.
Oh, hey, Brandon. I'm recording a podcast right now. Thanks for checking in, man. Glad, you know, that has, have people.
Can I tell you something? You have the distinct pleasure of being the first person to have your call on the air because I sometimes call the answering machine and leave messages for myself. So I'm glad you did that because sometimes I want to talk to future me too.
Yeah.
I think that, past you, would be happy to know you're going to the Mad Decent block party today.
Yeah, yeah,
that's fun.
Going straight there after the pod.
And do you have any other big plans in the next like 2 weeks of your life?
just touring a little bit. Just some college dates.
Do you fuck the college girls when you go?
No, I'd. Well, this is my first time doing like a college tour. Like, well, this is like University of Florida is like my first time like headlining a college.
Major herpes zone.
Yeah, I don't want
to. Florida. Oh, you got get, Florida herpes.
Yeah, I'm not trying to get Florida herpes. I'm probably. I don't. I honestly like don't like the power dynamic of like fucking a groupie is like insane to me.
Yeah,
like
it's too
like
much.
Very predatory.
Yeah, and also like you're gonna be getting phone calls. Like, you should just set up a Google number, by the way.
Like, if I hook up on the road, it's with somebody that I've known or have like some sort of pre-existing thing with,
like DMs, you know? Or something, like some nice DMs between you guys.
Right.
Okay, let's take our next call.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm a friend. And basically, every time he rides the train, he's really afraid of homeless people. Like, he gets on the train, and then the homeless guy will come on the train with him, and he'll be like, hey, can you give me a dollar? And then he gives him a dollar, and then the homeless guy is like, hey, man, is that all you got? And my friend is just so, have no balls or something, but he just keeps giving the homeless people more money. He doesn't have it in him to be like, yo, dude, go away. Like, he's just completely afraid. And I'm wondering, like, is he afraid because they're homeless or afraid because they're black? Because, personally, I don't know how he'd react if it was a white homeless guy, but he's pretty afraid of black people, which is kind of weird because he really likes rap music, but I just can't figure it out.
All right, so I barely got to hear this call because Brandon was squealing like a little bitch at the other end of the table the entire time. What is going on?
That was my friend Chikala. I tweeted out the number. That was my friend Chikala from like back home, like in Virginia. And like the first time I took the metro to a comedy show, like I came to the show with my friend Chikala.
Uh-huh.
And there was like this homeless guy that asked me, like came up to us, was like, this was my first time on like the subway. I'm like 17 years old.
Oh, you're the friend afraid of black people and homeless people.
Yeah, so
okay,
he's telling a story about about me. That's fucking so funny. His name's Chikala. T-C-H-K-A-L-L-A.
I love that. He sounds like he's very nasal and needs to maybe blow his nose or take a Claritin, or he has a deviated septum surgery in his future.
He definitely has. He has a nerd voice.
So, are you afraid of black people or homeless people? Which one is it?
Which one?
Yeah.
So look, when that happened that night, what happened? This guy comes up to us. He asks for money. You know, it was before I had been a city boy.
Right.
And so I was like, oh, yeah, I'll give him money. I'll just give him the lowest bill in my wallet. And then I opened up my wallet. I only had like, I had a 20 and a 10.
Uh-huh.
And then so I was like, ugh, fuck, I guess I'm giving him a 10. I was like very suburban. And so I gave him a 10. And then this dude, I think, saw my wallet and then was like, oh, did you give me a 10 because it was out of like the goodness of your heart? Or was it just the lowest bill you had in your wallet? And I was like 17 and suburban and scared. And so I was like, ah, I don't, here. And then like I gave him 20. And then he was like, oh, so did you like want your 10 back? Or, and then I was like, what? I'm not going to take money back.
Dude,
from
this
a
man
person.
Took you on a goddamn journey.
Yeah.
That sounds like very manipulative and strange.
It was so manipulative. He manipulated a fucking child.
I don't think you're afraid of black people or homeless people. I think you're afraid of sociopaths, and that's fair. I think that's very fair, yeah. Brennan. And what's your name? Your friend's name, Chalupa? with the T?
Chicala Romeo.
Oh, Chicala Romeo. All right. Thanks for calling, Chaloops. Next call. We have a letter. Brennan, do you want to read our letter?
Sure.
You have a great voice. You have a great reading voice.
Thank you.
I just tell. I hate reading out loud. That's why. And also, okay. I want to take a nap.
So basically, I fucked up my life in the pursuit of something better. Or at least, that's how I rationalize it. I've spent a lot of money supporting my stand-up and improv pursuits. $1,500 for five levels at Second City. $1,200 at this place called The Making Box. Thousands of dollars in gas to run my ass around Southern Ontario in pursuit of open mics. Yada, yada, yada. I work at a shit dead-end job as a tow truck driver. And above all else, I just enjoy making people chuckle. If I can do anything to help people, it's just occasionally making them laugh. I've had to take out loans to get myself straight, and I should be able to move into a place in October. What I've realized during this time is that I only have like 2 people who are my actual friends. Out of the 10 or so people who I thought were my close friends, only 2 will still talk to me. Fuck, man. Okay, I'm not asking them for anything except for some conversation. No money, no place to crash, just for them to talk to me. It's frightening being in this position. I feel like a failure, which is, these are his words, in parentheses, which is a definite possibility. But I'm not asking for validation, just to be there while I do what I think I need to do. These are people who, when they call me, I drop everything and go to help them / talk to them. Breakup, job loss, roommate issues, I was always there. I gave these people what feels like a decade and I can't even get a second back. I know they lead busy lives full of their own problems and I'm not demanding an immediate response, just some sort of response. Am I asking too much? Seriously, am I just in a shitty situation that they feel like they can't help me, or do you think they just don't have time for this bullshit? I don't want to lose these lovely motherfuckers, but I feel like they don't want to associate with me.
Can I just throw something out there?
Yeah.
I don't know this for a fact, but yeah. I have a very strong feeling that person abuses prescription medication. I just want to throw that out there. For some reason, I have an overwhelming feeling that that person abuses prescription medication. Yeah. This is my thing. I think that this is the thing. I had a friend who went through a very, very difficult time, similar to the one that you're describing. I do want to point out that I don't think anyone feels bad for you that you're not making it in comedy harder or fast enough. Like, that is, like, that's a sacrifice. You've chosen to do something that is, like, it's very sacrificial, man. Like, you spend your life, like, a lot of people never make it.
A very dumb thing to pursue. Yeah.
It's a dumb thing to pursue. I always say, like, literally, if I had gone to, like, space training, I would definitely be an astronaut. Would I go to the moon? I don't know. But, like, yeah, I could do something way, way technically harder.
Right.
And have a guaranteed result.
Because there's no linear path. It's right. It's fucking weird. You know, it's, I like.
Close.
Yeah. It's such a hard. I mean, like, I got lucky.
Yeah.
But it's very hard. It's fuck, man. That was such a bummer. I'm so sorry. I mean, I don't know about. Like, so he's like helped his friends out.
This is the thing is that I understand that that's a shitty realization, that the people that you thought were like your ride or dies are not your ride or dies. But FYI, nobody has 10 ride or dies. Two is a really good number of
right?
people
that's
that are
thing.
Really
yeah.
sick friends. If you have two really good friends that pick up the phone
anybody
when you call.
Anybody that like, is like popular just has a lot of cool acquaintances.
Very true.
Yeah. Like so, I only have like a couple true friends where like I could if I just lost all my money, they would just like let me sleep at their place.
Right.
I think that's normal. That's probably normal to just
and
have like two real.
I want
to
throw this
friends.
Out there. I had a friend in a very similar situation. It reminded me actually a lot of this friend when you were reading the letter, who went through a really like shitty time in his life where he like lost a lot. He lost everything, kind of like it just started to slowly like the bottom fell out and of everything. But what would kill me was that when we would hang out together. All he would talk about was how all of his friends had turned their backs on him. And so not only was that like completely undermining of the time that we were spending together.
Right.
Because it's like, dude, you're with a friend right
yeah.
now. Like
you're with a friend that hasn't turned her
right.
back on you.
And like, and mm-hmm. I'm sitting here listening to you bitch.
Yeah.
Endlessly. Like literally, like it was comical. Like I would say to him, we're going to go to the flea market today and we're not going to talk about anything negative.
Right.
And it like we wouldn't even get to the car without it being said. So like don't be consumed with that. Like you can't like retroactively be like, but I did this and I did this, because that yeah. means you were never doing it purely to begin with.
Right.
So.
And it's like spending money on those like classes and shit is like not something you I was broke for like most of my first year in LA. I knew like, oh, don't spend money on fucking improv classes.
Right.
Like that's the thing about improv classes, by the way. Like, it's either people that like, I mean, that's why it's a lot of like, I mean, improv classes, you shouldn't be spending money on improv classes unless your like life is like in order.
I agree. I mean, well, here's the thing is that I think that, you know, you do have to, I don't know. I actually don't know if I completely agree with that sentiment, but I mean, well, no, if you're spending your money on improv classes and like, then that's just it. Then you're struggling and that's fine.
Yeah.
Then that's the choice you made and you have right. to live with it. Like yeah. if I think that, you know, not everyone is fortunate enough to have it come naturally to them. I mean, like, I think this person probably is not like hopeless by any means in terms of just like maybe he is a funny person and he just hasn't been, you know, I think the amount that you spent at like some of these places that you spent like $1,200 at a place I've literally never heard of. Like, what were you getting out of that? You know, there's a reason why putting money consistently into something like UCB or Second City worked is because it is kind of like a Scientology thing where it's like you get to that fifth level and then all of a sudden it opens up a whole world. But there's a reason why you stick in that one world. It's because what you're doing in paying for these classes is attempting to gain access to the opportunity to have the opportunities. And that's why people tend to stick with one theater. So maybe there's that. And if there's a reason why, maybe like, look, dude, like ask for some real criticism.
Right.
Like say to someone like, I'm
from
not
like one of those
it.
Like real friends.
Yeah. One of those two real friends or someone you met in improv class. Go to your yeah. fucking improv teacher and say like, here's the thing. I'm about to make another big decision like for my life, like where I'm going to wind up for the next like few months of my life. I'm taking out loans. I'm struggling. I want to make it in this and I'm working a shitty part-time job, but I want you to tell me like realistically, do you think this is something that I am gifted at and that it's worthwhile for me yeah. to pursue.
Like, it's almost like that letter, it's like, I wish I could have watched a video of his stand-up.
Right.
You know? Like,
no, I know. I feel that way a lot of times when people are like, well, I don't know why I got fired. I'm like, well, I wish I could spend 5 minutes with you and tell
right.
you why. But
like, there's, yeah, because people will like ask me advice, but it's like, yeah, I need the context of like knowing if you're an insane person.
Here's the thing is that I one thing you know. I really don't I usually feel is a pretty big indication is when somebody feels that time spent doing something was a big mistake. It usually means to me that they're not good at it naturally or passionate about it. Because if you were really enjoying it, wherever that money went, it would have been well, like it would have, you would be so emotionally squared away on that. And also like doing stand-up is expensive, as you said too, like we're spending thousands on gas, but then also it's like, it's even just like, it's $50 to walk into a comedy club. Like everything is so expensive. Like you're there for hours if you're doing an open mic night. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Fuck.
It sucks, man. Yeah. It sucks. And by the way, you're talking to a 23-year-old and a 32-year-old who, like, we both sound like 70-year-old men. They're like, it's a tough world out there, man. What do we know? But, yeah. Be nice to your two friends you have and be happy with that. That's enough. Yeah. It's goddamn enough. And, like, you have a whole thing going on. You're fine. Shut up. Next call.
Hi. I'm calling. I saw this number on Brandon Wardell's Twitter, and I thought, you know, my friend really needed some advice about her romantic situation. She is she's really into this boy. We're in high school. She's a senior. She's really into this guy who's a junior. But he looks like a piece of shit. He's just covered in grease all the time, and he's really long hair. And he plays chess, and he, like, doesn't really talk, and he's got, like, a weird beard, and I think he showers, like, once a week, but she's, like, really fucked up over him, and I'm just wondering, like, please help her. What should she do? Basically, how should she move on with this situation? Should she pursue him, or should she love herself? Would love to get some advice from my dear friend. Her name is Sarah, and she just really... she's really important to me, and I just want her to be the best person that she can be. I love you. Sorry.
When I was in high school, I had two like super huge crushes. One was this guy named Sebastian, and he went by Alex.
That's such a good crush name.
Oh my God. Ugh, he was so fucking dreamy, and he smoked pot, and he listened to Fish, and he had a hemp necklace, and like curly blonde hair. He's the only blonde I've ever been attracted to. And then there was Silent Will. And Silent Will was, like, had acne. He, like, literally was Silent Will because he never spoke. And, like, when he did, when a teacher would, like, call him out, like, he would just mumble very softly. But, like, I started to notice the things that he was saying when he would speak were, like, very interesting. And then, like, his family used to call in pizza orders to the restaurant I worked at all the time. And so I would always draw, like, a small little heart on the box whenever his family would come pick up their pizza. So sad. And I think – actually, I know that I, like confessed my love for him in his yearbook. So someone has that out there. Molly professing her love.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything wrong with your friend loving this, like, greasy nerd, you know?
That's, like – I feel like if your friend likes greasy nerds, like, that means she's an awesome person.
Yeah.
Like, let she's –
her, yeah, let her be – yeah. Like, you know,
what I think is like the only problematic issue here is to me is that she's a senior and for some reason she's like bent out of shape over a junior. Like she should just fucking walk up to him, slap her cock down on the table and say, what's up?
Like, that's the thing. She's in the power position. She's like, she's a fucking senior. If like I was a junior nerd, which I was.
Yeah.
If I was like a junior and like. Some like hot senior girl like rolled up like, hey Brandon, like let's date, I'd be down.
Yeah, especially if you were like had total acne and never showered and were just playing chess in the library all the time. I mean,
like she would be dating like under her league, but like that's there's nothing wrong with that.
By the way though, like if you look at that guy that Amanda Knox was dating, the one that like everyone thinks that she had some weird sexual orgy, like and then murdered her roommate with this guy, he's the biggest fucking most flavorless nerdy looking loser. And Amanda Knox is such a fucking babe. And like it's, I mean, really.
There's like no rhyme or reason.
No, there's no rhyme. There's, look, if Amanda Knox isn't getting some quality dick, I don't know why you think your friend is. I think that, though, I think that that's very endearing, actually. I think it's very sweet that your friend has a crush on him. And by the way, in, what is it, September? in 9 months, none of this will matter anymore, and I'll be getting your fucking life somewhere in, like, Cancun and, like, just drinking drinks and, like, probably just, like, fucking bar backs at, like, Senor Frogs. So I'm really not worried about it. Yeah. All right.
Same.
All right, you guys. That was episode 61 of Please Advise. Thank you so much for listening. Brandon, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So people can find you, I mean, I guess on the road right now.
Yeah.
Tour dates going up on the new website. Do you got a new website?
It's the same website. Oh, but BrandonWardell.net. I had to settle for a .net.
Oh, that's cool. But wait, have you noticed that, like, people are always like, yeah, I got a new website? Like, have you ever, anytime a celebrity is anywhere, their website has just been updated. Like, they're launched. Like, oh, yeah, we got a new update on the website. Always. Like, yo, like, what the like, have any of you just, like, never updated your website? Okay, you guys, 323-450-7408. That's the number you can call to reach us. And that's where you can call with some updates. We really want to hear from you, especially the girl with the friend who has an ugly crush. I want to know all about him. Brandon, people can find you on Twitter at Brandon Wardell.
At Brandon Wardell, all caps. And, yeah, I'll post
Instagram.
Oh, yeah, Instagram BS Wardell. Snapchat, Brandon Wardell.
I'm going to follow you. I'm Mal's
Snapchat
official.
Is so fun.
I'm, like, obsessed
with it. I fucking love it.
I love it.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, it's I I've might be been having snappy, so much fun though. With it.
I might, because I might snap too much.
Well, that's, I feel like Snapchat, you sort of have, like, I feel like there, it's more okay to be boring on Snapchat than, like, Twitter and Insta.
Yeah.
But I think that's, like, maybe just because it's newer. I'm not sure.
I don't think
it's fun.
That's the I love sheer it. Joy of was like when Twitter, before people figured out you could make jokes on there. How, I mean, my favorite tweet ever was this guy that, like, just said, like, he passed a Butterfinger factory on the way home from work and the whole city smelled like Butterfingers. And I was like, that's the best tweet I've ever read in my life. When will this platform could not improve? Like, this could not get any better.
I would tweet that now.
Yeah,
that's
Twitter became
fucking
Twitter.
Great.
All right, you guys, you can find us on Instagram, Facebook. What's the other one? Tumblr, Twitter. Please Advise. Just pee. It's PLZ Advise. I'm falling. Oh, God, you guys. I just blow.
At Twitter,
I'm really blowing.
At Twitter, it's please _ advise, because somebody already had at please advise.
What a dick. You guys, you can find us on SoundCloud.com/pleaseadvise. And we're also on iTunes, where you can please subscribe to us and leave a review. 5 stars would be very helpful. It helps people find our show, and that means a lot to us. Thank you so much for listening. And suck your mom's dick. Bye.